Well, hello, people. Buck here. Buck's podcast. Let's see. Thousands of Canadians gather nationwide to protest Trudeau's carbon tax. On April 1st, the Trans-Canada Highway was partially blocked as thousands of Canadians crossed the nation came out in a protest of Trudeau's carbon tax, which is a 23% increase in taxes. And he wonders why people are out there protesting. Let's get on with the story. Canadians across the country launched a Freedom Convoy style protest against Trudeau's carbon tax hike. On April 1st, thousands of Canadians took to the streets to protest Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's 23% carbon tax increase. On the same day, with some blocking major highways in the Maritimes and Western provinces. This is a peaceful event aimed at uniting Canadians for a common cause, and we will be holding the line indefinitely until our mission is objective is achieved. Nationwide protests against the carbon tax, a group organizing the protest wrote on his website, "Join us in this steadfast commitment and to ensure that our voices are heard and our goals are realized." It continues, "Together we can stand for a change." The protest aimed to cause interprovincial border strikes on highways across Canada. The guidelines requested that protesters keep at least one center lane open for traffic continue for a peaceful event until the goals are achieved, regardless of the duration. So they're willing to stay there as long as it takes to get this tax axed. The group's mission statement directed, "Therefore, beginning on the 1st, the Trans-Canada Highway was partially blocked. Thousands of Canadians came out in protest Trudeau's carbon tax, and at Nova Scotia, New Brunswick border, hundreds of cars and trucks lined up along the highway, causing Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or the RCMP, to eventually close the road and divert traffic to a secondary road. Similar, Calgary RCMP redirected traffic from the Trans-Canada Highway to about after 400 protesters using traffic pylons to block one way the traffic heading westward towards Banff. We're going to be camped out. There is no departure date. Let's put it that way," organizer Elliot McDavid told an independent media outlet True North at the Calgary protest. Update, yesterday, April 3rd, 2024, RCMP deploys 100 officers in riot gear near Cochrane, Alberta, town in Alberta. Some with automatic weapons near a gas station outside of Calgary, Alberta, where a peaceful protest against the carbon tax is taking place. "We got so much rampant crime and they don't even do anything about it. But they stand arm in arm against civilians who are just exercising their God-given right to actually protest the taxes. The carbon taxes. The cost of living. We had it," described one of the protests. "More and more Albertans are joining the protest against the carbon tax after seeing the enormous police response online. So I can say on the top of this developing story and bring you more quality coverage that you won't find anywhere else." That's pretty sad. You have to bring armed officers to a protest. Man, that's just wrong. I don't care how you slice it. Something's got to give, you know. Either he's got to go, or the taxes got to go. That's basically what they're telling us. This convoy is going to get larger, and it's going to get larger. The RCMP is not going to shut it down. It's going to go. So, I would suggest you just, you know, even if it, you cut the frickin' taxes in half, you know, that would even that would be great. You'd still be getting money for the carbon, right? But no, get their. Give it to people, you know. They're losing their homes. They're losing their farms. People can't afford to live, eat, can't afford to heat. For what? Climate. Climate change. Can't change that. It's happening. You know? You can throw all the goddamn money you want at it. It's not going to help it. Well, that's just my thought. And, you know, if you're a hockey player, you know, keep that stick on the ice. I know I'm a little frustrated over a few things, but hey, well, what do you say? Thank you for listening.